The federal government argued that everyone uses the health care market, which Congress can properly regulate and is merely requiring a means of payment. That was later echoed by Walter Dellinger, counsel for the U.S. House and Senate Democratic leadership.
Everyone's got to be in the system. You can't just simply game the system and foist your bills on someone else. And I think, based on the argument, I think this court is going to find that that clearly has a basis in the Commerce Clause of the Constitution.
The university and Virginia countered that the Commerce Clause cannot regulate the inactivity of those who refrain from commerce or force them to engage in it. Liberty's counsel, Matthew Staver, later said if Congress can make people and employers buy this private product, it can make them do anything.
Literally, the power of Congress would be unlimited. There's no question that employers' rights would be violated. What you'd have is Congress becoming the CEO of all large and small employers across the country, dictating all the different benefits and regulations.
A ruling is expected within 45 days. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.